שריטה, שיר סטנצה, זה איזה שעושה כל הרבה מועד שמות חי בן בקצי, חיים בן דובל, ויהודה בן 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 חיים.
And we're holding now the very first of the Kufa in the year. Just had a Skol Rosh Hashanah, it was called before the Marden. Very appropriate time for new and bigger undertakings. Now the time, which is this Taka, Chosha was asked to come and join us. Mary the Gnait Seder, Taka new Askolos, which are happening now. January which just started, Bar Mitzvah, there's Amudem which has just started today, I think, in the Darim. There's Dafa Shvur starting, Yosefus Be'er. It's a very good thing if somebody wants to take it to the next level, or they have a Chavu which wants to come, it'd be a tremendous chus for a person, and now the Taka opportunities for people to come and join them. It's like a tremendous chus to have the Rav, the Shor Shita, who's given us physics over here in the past couple of years, especially in Tshuva. I could give us physics for before the morning.
Because the person looks at the past And a person realizes that I did tshuva a year ago, and I did tshuva 2 years ago, and 3 years ago, and 4 years ago. And after all, I returned halfway to what I was before. I didn't complete the tshuva the way I said I would do it. So I see that it's a dollar that's more or less taki impossible. It's taki impossible. Haraya, that after it comes afterwards, as all the Tadmoinim tell us, person is shocked, he goes back. So how taka is it possible that I should do tshuva if I return? And everybody knows the Rambam. And the Rambam writes that the Yisrael of tshuva is Achiyar Dolav Yedeh Talumais Shalayashav L'kis La'ayim. And even after all the shaltim in the Rambam that it means that right now it should be Shalayashav L'kis La'ayim, Yetzara has a murder kikarach to show us that we return to the Kisla. And we didn't have the idea that Umis wasn't made on us. So why should I try again if it's anyway a lost case and I didn't do it 1 year, another year, another year? So we lose our ability to do tshuva of anamis. What is the answer to this nekuda? How a person does tshuva? And the chayra, libi aymali, that is what a sheya is trying to be mechadish to a person. A sheya is trying to be mechadish to a person when a person looks at his life and he looks that I can't do tshuva. And Rambam it says, what is tshuva? And Rambam it says that tshuva, a person becomes a beriyah chadasha. Esmael, yesterday he was a mshukat, a mesuyev. Today he's a korev, nechmal, a yedid. He becomes a different person, he's a new person. That's what the Rambam says tshuva is. A person looks at himself, how am I going to change to be a new person? I can be a new person. I'm not going to be a new person. I'm not going to change to be a new person. I'm not going to be able to change myself to be a new person. So what is the courage to do tshuva? Hashem is telling us dvarim that a mamish dvarim v'roim ad miyed. Avada, if you're going to live in the same surroundings that you are today, if you're going to live on the same level that you are today, you're going to live in the same world that you are today, you're 100% right. It's a davar kemat e'efshar for you that it shouldn't fall through again. Shuva Yisrael, Yosheh tells you that you have an ability to go and elevate your life to a different level. Shuva Yisrael, Abba Hashem Alekecha, you have an ability to go and return and return to a higher level of life, not to live on the same plane that you're living till now. When a person realizes that tshuva is not the pshat that I'm stopping to do averes, tshuva is not the pshat that I'm not going to do achet anymore. Because if I'm in the same surroundings and I have the same nesienes and I face the same things that I faced the day before, my expectation that you're going to have the ability to be able to change. Where are you going to take those courage to change? Dr. Isheya, I give you a neuron to get eight on. Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Alekecha. A Yid has the ability to elevate himself and to pick himself up onto a higher level, that the surroundings is not the same surroundings. It's Ad Hashem Alekecha. Kaidah, before we go and try to explain what this means, that a person has the ability to change himself to Ad Hashem Alekecha, we have to realize that Nishbechinam is the Shabbos called in Klal Yisrael Shabbos Shuva or Shabbos Tshuva. What does it have to do just because it's Naseres Yimei Tshuva? It was kind of a name, Shabbos Tshuva. The Teretz is that the greatest koyach that we have to be able to elevate ourselves to a different level is Taka Shabbos Kiddush. It said in Heiligis Vassemis, I don't know where, but my father Zechayim Baruch said it over Kiseder, but I understand that it says so in Vassemis. Mintono toivo yeshli v'beit dinoza v'shabishmo. Shteit Nehelik is a semis that the Eishti did not take out that mintono from Beit Dinoza. He took us and picked us up and takes us into Beit Dinoza. Meaning that on Shabbos a person gets elevated, taken to a different world. A person doesn't stay in the same world on Shabbos. He's taken in a different world on Shabbos. He enters Beit Dinoza v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If tshuva is the touch, as we just said, what Hashem is telling you, that you have to elevate yourself into a world of other Shemalikacha, the day that a person has the ability, and it's the easiest for a person to be able to elevate himself other Shemalikacha, is Tarkei Shabbos. In Novi it says that Pesach, certain Pesach sheshes yimei amaseh sober ubiyoyim haShabbos yiposeach. The Pesach talks about the Sha'arim in the Beit HaMikdash Taka, but the Pesach is also talking about Sha'arei HaNefesh, as Sforim tells us. A person Taka, is hard for him to enter into a different world. In the days of yimei amaseh, it's impossible sometimes for him to enter into a different world. Or ubiyoyim haShabbos yiposeach. They're open up new Sha'arim in yimei haShabbos. He's able to open up and enter a different world. Why does it say Yiposeach? It should say Ubeyoyim HaShabbos Yiyeh Pesuach. Not Yoyim HaShabbos Yiposeach. Sheshes Yomei HaMaisa Yiyeh Sogur. Ubeyoyim HaShabbos Yiyeh Pesuach. The Sassamis more than once to say for Shabbos. Shubi also says it, that Yiposeach means that through Shabbos you're able to open it even in the weekdays. Not only on Shabbos it will be Pesuach. Shabbos gives you the ability and the koyach to open that shahr that's closed in the Yemei HaMaaseh. You're able to open it through Shabbos, and you're able to open the doors even in the weekdays. That's the touch Yiposeach. So the shlissel, the key for a person elevating himself to other Shem HaLekecha, to elevate himself into a different life and to be able to pick himself up into a different life, is Tarkei Shabbos. That's the Nekuda of Shabbos Shuvah, because if Shuvah is as the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuvah, to be elevate myself other Shem HaLekecha, the Koyach to elevate the person other Shem HaLekecha, the Siyat Nishmai to elevate himself other Shem HaLekecha, comes from the Koyach of Shabbos. That's the prayer that a person has to elevate himself on the Shem of the Kecha. The Novi tells you, Shuba Yisrael on the Shem of the Kecha, Ki Choshalta Babay Mecha. I saw in the Sefer Nishmas Tzvi, a Noirin Kinu Nekuda, Ki Choshalta Babay Mecha. A person had a tendency, all of us have a tendency, to talk to ourselves and to say, no, I did this wrong. But my mitzvahs, I have so many good deeds that I did. Whether it's a Torah that he learns, whether it's a stalker that he does, whether it's other things that a person does, that makes a person more or less content with himself. Einachanami, I did what I was supposed to do, I didn't do what I should do. Maybe that it falls through in certain things. However, I still have a lot of good going for me. Zakte de Novi, Zakte de Yosef Nishech Ayren, Ki Koshalto Bavinecho. You are Machshul, all your mitzvahs are say Bavinecho. Realize that your Bavinecho didn't only cause a begam in the Bavinus. They were Machshul that all your mitzvahs are say are Nivgam through your Bavinus. So don't say that you don't have to change. Don't say I have so many good things in my life that I can be content with and I can be happy with that I don't have to elevate myself. And God's a good to live around me. Don't think that you don't have to elevate your life. It made a nichshol out of you to say it also got nichshol through your awareness. They are also tainted by your awareness. They are also not the same that you think they are because of Avaynecha. Because that's the Chashalta Avaynecha. Through your awareness, through your Chatoim, the mitzvahs that you did were also became a mixture, are also not the same, are also affected by it. So we may realize that the Chashalta Avaynecha. Seven Amen Shalom. In Leshen, Sefer HaDeyah, says in Leshen, Adon Meira Avniyot, that the only thing that the Yetzirah is afraid of, mitzvahs is not afraid of. Why? It will take them away from you, as we just said. They have an ability to be open to mitzvahs. One thing is afraid of. What? It's afraid of Torah. Because the Gemara says that when you learn Torah, cholim atachoyte al reishim. Something that doesn't say by any mitzvah, say every mitzvah say that you do, the exhara has an ability to take it away from you, to be yearning from it, to get conscious from it, to tempt it, whichever way you can do it. But Torah HaKadosha is Cholim HaTachoyte Al Rosha. You're doing him damage when you learn Torah HaKadosha. So Torah HaKadosha is not to live. He'll let you do every mitzvah in the world of the Lashon. Because every mitzvah in the world, he has an ability through a certain aveya that you do, he'll take away the mitzvahs, he'll grab them away from you. Of the Torah, you're afraid of because you call them out of the Chayta al Rishon. And they say in the Lashon. Oh, if I say Zabdinovi, Shuba Yisrael Adeshem Rekeha, Ki Chashalta Mavinecha, you want to know what you do have that you could do. You take your right, you have enough, all you have. Your mitzvahs are saying what that an nichshal. You don't know how you can take yourself to be returned and to elevate yourself and to put yourself into a different world. Take the Torah HaKadosh that's with you. Imochem Dvorim, the Torah HaKadosh that's with you, that you are able to take it, and Shuvu El Hashem, that could elevate you, because that is the Yetzirah Kim, the touch. Why? Because Cholam HaTachayit HaRishon. So we realize that the Navi is giving you an Eitzah, when he chafed again, Shuvu El Hashem, he's giving you an Eitzah, how you elevate yourself, Avashem Adekecha. How you make yourself your life when you make yourself a life, a different life. Because when a person learns Torah, just like we spoke before about Shabbos Kiddush, a person has to realize what Torah HaKadosh does to him. What Torah HaKadosh does to him. It says in the Sefer HaChaim, from the brother of the Maral, Gemara is Rosh HaTevitz, Gabriel, Bachoyel, Rafael, Uriel. Why? Because when a person learns Torah, he's surrounded by four malachim. He's in a different world. He's in a different world. He's separated from the whole world. It says in Namendus Shlava, Talmud, and Heilige Gaim, that a Gemara, Teresh of Alpen, Adam to Chalokim, Gemara and Masnissen. Every Mishnah, before the Mishnah, it says Masnissen, and before the Gemara, it says Gemara. He says Gemara Masnissen is Begematria 1204. Why? Because when a person learns Torah, he has four malachim around him. Every malach is made out of fire. Four times Eish is 1204. Just giving it to you to realize a person has a mechitza of Eish between him and the world when he learns Torah HaKadosh. When you learn Torah HaKadosh, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you a choyma shel Eish around you. You're separated from the world. You're in a different atmosphere. You're not in the world anymore of Gashmias. You're in a different world. You're in the ancient world. Just like in Shabbos and the Beit Dinatai, when you learn Torah HaKadosh, the ancient separates you and puts you into a different world. I'm not talking Chas V'Shalom about people that bring the world into the Torah HaKadosh, that bring the world with them into the Torah HaKadosh. Because the Baruch HaChama, that the form Halachim don't separate the person from the world when the person is sitting with the world together. That doesn't work. You can't sit with the world together and expect to be separated from the world. Because the Mark Shutem Admir, if you do have upon your status to separate yourself from the world, and I'll say a very sharp memorandum, it's about me, Baruch HaChama, that a person that learns 10 minutes in the morning with a short telephone, and a person that learns an hour and a half with an open telephone, is merit chosh of those 10 minutes and an hour and a half. Because those 10 minutes is in a different world, and the person that's an hour and a half with the telephone, like a Torah, and all things, but he never entered a different world, because he was together with his world together. And there's talkless of Torah, chui, mach, and dvarim, v'yishuvu al Hashem, pick yourself up,
The world of Delta Alpha Tango, a world of Tango, of Everstiger Tango, of Everstiger Tango, of the time of being married, smashed in a separated world. Grace, Nikuda, the Heilige Chavnishkeit, that if a goy would be married to Tam, of a Yid learning Shabbos in the morning, Gemara before davening, he would be megayer for the time Gashmi that a person has. Not from the time Gruchni, from the time Gashmi that a person has from it. What is a megayer given a good? Koshim the Koshim, when a person elevates himself, he turns and he puts down in the shoe of Hashem, that he returns completely to the age that when he learns Torah. And that's an interesting to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's been down himself with the Rebbeinu Shalom, his Torah. He's the shoe of Hashem, he enters a different world. When a person enters a different world, when he enters that different world, the world has no Shabbos to him. The world around him loses its Shabbos. The world around him loses its clunks. It doesn't have any chain anymore. It doesn't pull the person anymore. Because he's in a different world. His marriage is different. His marriage is his marriage to Heidenkeit. Then he's able to do tshuva because the world doesn't interest him anymore. That's called changing. That's called being Allah Hashem Alekeha. Being marriage to everything in time for us to Zanik Al Hashem. Being marriage what means being Zanik Al Hashem. And being marriage that time. Then a person elevates himself to a down to under a level. Does it be a sheyach eitza? A sheyach eitza is for a person that is the etzem, doesn't see himself being able to change, doesn't see himself being able to overcome the situations around it. So after my sheyach, you have an eitza that you could elevate yourself, you could pick yourself up higher than the world. When you're on a different plane, that nothing interests you. Everybody realizes the miracle of the best muscle from it. The Malim Yesh Bekerem. The Malim Yesh Bekerem. What is the muscle of the Malim Yesh Bekerem? That when you're up there and you look down in the world looks like the Malim. Nobody's interested in the Malim. Nobody has any interest in the tightness of the Malim. When you learn Torah and Daisha, you look down at the world, you say on the world, Nemolim Yesh Bekerem. The world is the world of Nemolim. It's not a world of Nemolim. It's just that when you're down here, they look like they're interesting. When you're up there through the Torah and Daisha, you see that all the times of Olam Hazeh are nothing more than Nemolim, are nothing more than a bunch of colonies of ants. That's all it is and doesn't interest you. Does it require when I share the deterrent for a person that should elevate himself? When we put both of them together, when a person puts a Kisarov and Chazanish, Shabbat and Torah together, Taki uses both aces for Siddur. She's in the Tire and in the Shire, where a person reaches from that. Does it the Galkus, Tire in, I believe that every single person remembers a dirt two back. The daughter of the Yidin that came after the Shoya, he came after the Mochama, Yidin, Amalek Yidin. What did they do in the morning, Shabbos morning? Who don't remember 4 o'clock in the morning, Yidin getting up Shabbos morning? The Tziskites with the coils and Torah. Why? But for them, with the left eye, I'll sit off. That elevated them all week. But this Torah from Shabbos Kedish, not the Torah together, it picked them up into a different world. That opened up the Sharm of a whole week beyond the Shabbos Yipa Teach. Since it happened nearly the Sharm, it opened up nearly the Sharm in person. Those are the Kayach that a person has to be able to be Shuvu El Hashem to a world higher than it. Now she says, Ki Amin Tzva Adais is Torah. And the Rabban learns Ki Amin Tzva Adais is Tshuva. That it made the Enim. There's no difference between them. But it's telling you a word to Kizach. First, Taka has to be a Havamin. Tshuva is misplaced. Tshuva is Rechayta. Because to change, and not to be shown the Kisla'i, is a Pelavani. How I can change? I've been ready and great in my life, and certain things I'm no way that I can give it up. But the answer is, through Torah Gosha, like Rashi learns, through Nimit HaTorah, it's you can go up to Juma, one brings to the other, because it'll elevate you, it'll bring you to Shemayim, it'll bring you to the Shemayim, it'll bring you to the Rekorot, it'll elevate you to a Nerdike place. Thus is the Seif from Juma. The Seif from Juma is changing the place that we are, elevating ourselves to a higher life. And that's the Kabbalah that he has to want to elevate. You have to want to change. The Eishter is ready to give you in a minute everything that you need. Since Nishta Chinom, that the Yid came and told me a Maisa yesterday, only to say it over the Rambam. I'm not a Chroya of the Maisa. It's not clear. I'm not a Chroya of the Maisa. But a Yid told me over a Maisa that he says that he knows who it is, and he knows who it is. He can't answer before some Rambam. He can't see all the Zachim. I only know what a Yid told me yesterday. He said that the Eid in Florida that was him and his wife Rosh Hashanah, I don't know when it happened, I only know what the Eid told me. Sigiven Rosh Hashanah, he saw people going with hats and jackets walking to the water. Kitzer Vit Kechapt Asepstua Psadach Tashlech Rosh Hashanah. Let's go see what they do. Then he went to see, and he went with the Yid, the Tashlich. He went to Yid, the Tashlich, Shalz Chabet Ha'im, and asked him, do you hear Shofar today? No, one head, yeah. To call a Shofar, and go for him Shofar. Tells my name, so and so. He goes back home, and tells his wife what happened. He said, the Yid, the Shofar, said his name is so and so. So see, I had a grandfather that had the exact same name. He turned them on, and then one rooted the tzentik of all the Jew. He got me afraid more of Rabchaim Kanievsky, the Eden, why the Eibishter didn't send this person 20 years ago? Why 20 years ago didn't I get this wake-up call that the same person, the name, the same as my grandfather? Why didn't he know? Rabchaim, I knew you the Gezach. All you have to do is walk to the Tashlich. The minute you did that, one step to walk to the Tashlich, the Eishter Geshik Tashlich, the Eishter Geshik Tamensh, the Zelda Nomen, the Eishter will send you everything that you need after it. All you have to do is make that one step. It's no longer Oyer and Aboy said, the Chizuk and the Maishan. The Eishter has everything ready for you to give you all the Siyua that you need. All the Siyua that you need. Or you need one step. One step for that Yid to go to Tashlich was a very big step. Every person has a certain step that he has to make that's not the normal step that he does. Then the Rishon will give him everything that he needs to turn him on and to give him and to wake him up and to change him. Just like in the Mises, a very big chizuk for a mensch. On the other side, there's a step that you have to do. And the step is something that you didn't do till today. Nish goes weiter in the way. That's not called taking a step in the right direction. Taking a step in the right direction means doing something to elevate yourself, to put your life on a different plane, to pick yourself up a little bit higher, to change your surroundings, to change your life. And what Pa'ula says there, the Eish will give you nuyukisi atashimai afterwards. The Eish will send you all that you need to be able to change. Or we have to do that one nekuda, that one nekuda, that one step in the right direction. Those will the Eish to finance. But the Eish is great of self. Long time with an oilam, I'm nuyukit very shlema. I'm nuyukit very shlema. It's in Shabbat Shulam, it says on the top of the Shloish Esri Lekos. Appell to the Kitve Shloim. Yud Gimu Midi Shal Rachman. It's Rav Chesed ve Emes. Flek is Mishpot. Emes is not from Yud Gimu Midi Shal Rachman. Emes is Mishpot. He comes to Sarayim Yud Gimu Midi Shal Rachman. Zog the Heilige Kitve Shloim. Emes means kol merachem ala briyas merachem olam min hashamayim. That's emes. Obviously, it's not min hashamayim. Merachem olam min hashamayim. Dr. Gazoide to explain what's the rav chesed for emes. What's the rav chesed? Her amirin kit for eshloim. When you come home tonight at 11 o'clock, somebody's going to knock on the door, have a little stalker. No? Our reaction might be, what are you mitching me 11 o'clock at night, yo? So the Heilige Tver Shloim Her Rabbi Yitzhai, the Rav Chesed for the Eishri is that he sends you somebody to ask you for Rachim. Nishno the Eishri is said to have a need of Em, that Kola Merachim on the Briyas is Merachim on the Shemayim, the Eishri Shiknich Tzu, he sends you a person to ask you to be able to be Merachim on him. That should be zeicha to the emes. Does that be rav chesed be emes? Half of the kids very slim. It changes the whole look at life. Oh, no, not say all the very slim for that chesed. I'm saying all the very slim. It's a zon. Vittle the emes and do for us to bring us all the way back. Not only is Mirach Malas from Mirach Malabrius, he sends you the Mirach Malabrius. He sends you the Mirach Malabrius. That's from Aschus of them. Of course, he should send you the right prayer, he should send you the right rachman, or it's a bad amida. And if you do the right, the good, the extra, everything you need, those say that that's very slow, the extra helps you, the extra elevates you, and the extra brings you the mile and the mile. But the extra wants that we should change. One thing we have to do, one step in the right direction, those is from the rabbi, to start elevating ourselves, to give ourselves the kayach. To give ourselves the courage to pick ourselves up. Shadar, the Gemara Sof Mesechtes Makis. A Gemara that everybody knows. Bocha Baku, Mika and Alachas. The Gemara where it talks about others. The Gemara says, Bo Yeshaya ve Mida na Sheish. Yeshaya ve Mida na Sheish. Shtet vuhu meroimim Yishkan. Those three words lie in everything that we spoke about. Yeshaya says, the answer for a person is, Meroimim Yishkan, don't live here, live there. Live above the world, don't live on the world. Live Meroimim. How do you get to live Meroimim? You have to take the step. The step in the right direction that you be able to live there. So the answer is how to live Meroimim. Every answer that you do should look at their Hateva. And we try to pick ourselves up to our life of Lamayim and then Chateva, health and sage. Svei Eitzes in Dr. Lord, Shabbos and Torah. Shabbos and Torah are two myriad Eitzes that we have that are able to make a person's life at the home in a life, at the home in a life. Or, as we said, Sitali, I heard from the Rebbe of Israel once, Sukkot, Shabbos Sukkot, spoke about the going. It says that in Sukkot you go in with the whole group. Why not Shabbos? Your Shabbos also in your whole group. So to explain it, it's mamash what we started with. Shabbos is in Matan Teva Beis Genozai. Not everybody with his whole group is in Beis Genozai. There are people that have the Beis Genozai, there are people that have a group with the Beis Genozai. You have to be very hard to pick yourself completely into the Beis Genozai. Because it's our way to Shabbos, to go completely into the Beis Genozai. As kommt der Shabbos Shuvo, as kommt der Shabbos Shuvo, the person has to realize, he wants to be more Roman, he has to go into the Beis Genozai. Leave alone, nicht the normale Shabbos, that leider, we still connect to the world, we still have our things that we're connected to the world. Whatever it is, everybody's in series. Everybody has on his level a certain design. So this one is what he reads on Shabbos, this one, what he talks on Shabbos, this one, what he thinks on Shabbos. Yet they know also not Hakesh and Gimei Amayis on Shabbos. Or Shabbos Shuba, Oilam Amayis, to be metabolized ourselves, to walk in completely into the basic order. To live a life of elevated Shabbos. And you'll realize what it is. And we'll do that one for Ula. And the Eish will give us the ability that we should be Meroyim Yishkoin. We should live Meroyim Dik. And we should be above all the Nisyanis of the world. And we'll be able to be misgoverned in the Nisyanis. We'll be able to see when the Eish is Racham on us. And takes us out from this bitter regardless of the Mahalabi.
Amen.